Now, as we know, life is not just one long holiday by the sea, unfortunately. Some gainful employment has to be undertaken at some point. Derek James has been looking back at how times have changed in the workplace, and particularly in the factories which used to be so plentiful in our region. Here's Neil to tell us about the memories and the close friendships which survived the closure of so many of those factories.
Centuries ago, people worked from home making a whole range of goods and were often called outworkers. Days when there were a few factories around and for most people, money was tight. Saying that, you may think little has changed, and in a way it hasn't. Most people are working from home today, and most of our big workplaces in Norwich, Ipswich and the market towns of Norfolk and Suffolk have gone. Shops are struggling to make ends meet as more people use the internet. Standing in the middle of Norwich is an empty Debenhams, which many of you will remember as Curls. When I was a boy, a trip to Curls was a treat, followed by nipping across the road to pop into Woolworths for some pick and mix. Woolies is long gone, and Debenham stands empty and boarded up. Very sad. Norwich was famous for mustard, shoemaking, brewing, chocolate, engineering, and so much more, while Ipswich had a busy and important port, and industries included shipbuilding, making a range of machinery, brewing, malting, brickmaking, and the rest. And there were many factories, large and small, in our market towns in the days when we made things rather than imported them. They played a leading role in so many lives for both men and women. Not so much just a place of work, but also a way of life. Printing, brushmaking, and much more. Lifelong friendships were made. They had thriving social clubs and certainly knew how to enjoy themselves. And a problem shares was often problem halved. One company which had factories in Norfolk and Suffolk was one of the oldest in the country, F.W. Harmers. In the 1860s, more than 200 people were working at a factory in Norwich using steam-powered machinery for making clothes. They soon ran out of room and built a big factory in St. Andrews, one of the first to be lit by electricity, and employed about 1,500 people, most of them women and girls. The factory was blown up in the World War, and a big new one opened at Mile Cross in 1947 with all the latest facilities for the staff. Harmers became the largest privately owned clothing firm in the land, with factories at Diss, Fakenham, Stradbroke, Sylham and Wotton. Sadly, as with so many other companies, cheap imports flooded the clothing market, and by 1990 it was the end of the line for Harmers. Most of the factories, along with the social clubs, are gone, but the memories remain, and so do many of the friendships. Anyway, I must clock off now.
I'm sure all those workers spent many an hour on the production line looking forward to their allotted annual leave and dreaming of the adventures they would have once the factory closed for its summer break.